We turn now to the extraordinary story of Dr. Jerry Neilson Fitzgerald. In 1999, she was the only doctor at a remote research station in Antarctica when she diagnosed and treated her own breast cancer. Neilson Fitzgerald died yesterday at 57. It was while serving as doctor for a staff of 41 at the Amundsen Scott South Pole Station that Neilson found a lump in her breast. Here she is speaking to NPR in 2001.
When I first felt it, I thought, I'm cooked. Because I knew that the station had just closed. A plane had attempted to come to the South Pole and had to turn around due to weather. And at that point, they said to us, we can't get in. You're alone. Good luck.
With a rescue out of the question, Neilson had no choice but to treat the disease herself. She stayed in touch with doctors in the U.S. via email. She even performed a biopsy on herself with the help of two coworkers. After months of giving herself chemotherapy, Neilson was airlifted out in dramatic fashion.
I wasn't really able to get on the plane. I was so weak, so I was picked up and thrown on the plane, physically thrown on the plane, landed on my hands and knees, and when I turned around to say goodbye, everyone was gone.
After further treatment in the U.S., Neilson's cancer was in remission until August 2005. As she told NPR, she learned an important lesson from her experience at the South Pole.
I guess I had a romantic notion that there was a frontier and that there were adventures to be had in another time, but not in our time. Now I realize that there are always adventures in life. That's what life is. It's just this long up and down adventure. And the South Pole really taught me that it isn't a different time, it's now.
Dr. Jerry Neilson Fitzgerald died yesterday from breast cancer. She was 57.